Dick Toledo here, and I want to say thanks for downloading, streaming, and sharing everything from our Morning Sickness podcasting page. Today's podcasting content is being brought to you by Chapman Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Visit them in Scottsdale off the 101 in Indian School or online at chapmandodge.com.
The only thing better than a big truck is saving big on a big truck. A truck that'll get you anywhere you want to go and help you get stuff done. Well, guess what? At Chapman Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, you can save big on every new Ram truck during the Ram Power Days. Going on now. Visit us at the Scottsdale Auto Show off the 101 and Indian School Road or do it all online at chapmandodge.com. Chapman Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Get more.
Holmberg's Morning Sickness.
Disgusting. They smell. They're sticky. They say things that are horrible.
98.
Time. Wow. This day flew by for the entertainment drill. And I think we're going to have to wait on the damn song that I made Toledo put together. Jeremy, old Jer, did another wonderful song, this time in honor of all the people that tattle on Toledo when he starts getting in political arguments on social media, which is a lot. And the reason I know it's a lot is because when he does it, I get emails every time saying, your boy's at it again.
It's currently happening right now, I think.
Is it? Is he
probably
in another room?
He's in the other room.
That is true. When he disappears for a little bit, we assume it's to argue politics on. No?
Five times.
You did it five times already?
Yep.
Argued this morning in five different fights?
Oh, sure.
Sure. I mean, it's 10 o'clock.
And one.
I've been up since five. That's 5 hours. One an hour.
Five
That's
and
right.
oh.
All right. And even put it in the system as Cucklito. He's doing it to himself now. It's like the inception of cuckoldry. You can't be a Cucklito and call yourself a Cucklito. Anyway, it's time for the entertainment drill. It's brought to you by our friends at reactdefense.com, the home of Tactical Black. And I'll be at it again this week, doing all we need to do. I was chatting with the gang last week about all sorts of stuff, and with Flip Orley again on Saturday, because he said he's heard me talk about it. And he goes, what do they do about like the thing you said about retention of owner? I'm like, look, everybody needs to know how to handle the gun they have on their body if they're concealed carry, rather than just have it as their means of security. Because you don't know. Somebody tries to get it from you. What would you do? How do you handle that? How do you keep it? The retention stuff we do is incredible. And these guys are constantly evolving, constantly making it better. It's not just about that, though. Self-defense from any type of attack is practiced, talked about, kind of invented occasionally, and it's just all awesome. It's tried and true. It is battle-tested and proven, and there is no place on this planet that is going to get you better trained for the absurdity that awaits you every single day on the streets of Earth. Check it out, reactdefense.com. It's the home of Tactical Black in Phoenix. It is in Glendale. It is in Chandler. They got you surrounded. reactdefense.com. Brady, entertain me.
In an Instagram post on Friday, Arnold Schwarzenegger put up that he had a new aortic valve to go along with his new pulmonary valve. He had surgery at the Cleveland Clinic in Ohio.
And another heart surgery. And before, while he was doing it, I was eating ice cream. They didn't even put me down for it anymore.
Says, I feel fantastic. I've already been walking the streets of Cleveland, fantastic. Enjoying your amazing statues.
Of Cleveland?
Yeah.
Yeah. The one of Brian Sipe and then the other one of That's All.
Thank you to every doc and nurse on my team. The pulmonary valve surgery he mentioned was 2 years ago, and he had the same procedure back in 1997.
It's getting to the point now where I just tell people, I'll be right back. Like, I'm going to the bathroom. I go get pulmonary valve surgery, and I come back and finish the meal before I even know I'm gone.
A company called the Ohio Basement Authority came up with a formula to rate the basement evil score on various movies.
Who, the evil of a basement?
Find out the scariest horror movie basements.
Silence of the Lambs.
Number one.
Yeah, but without question, the scariest basement in movie history. And Psycho. The Cellar is not a basement.
Psycho's number four.
Okay. What other movie basements are there?
One's recent, within the last 2 years.
Is that The Conjuring?
Oh, that silent, what's the one with John Krasinski and...
Oh, yeah, that Krasinski and...
The Quiet Place?
Yeah, Quiet Place was...
That had a good basement.
Number 12. It did.
Did The Conjuring have a basement? I can't remember.
I haven't seen The Conjuring.
Get Out was number two.
Get Out. That's right. Yeah. And then what's the one with Annabelle, the scary dolls in the basement? Or is she in the attic? I think she's in the basement.
I don't see that one on the list.
What else?
Get Out 2. Number 5, A Nightmare on Elm Street.
Oh, yeah.
I was down on the base.
I was down in the...
The Evil was boiler. Number 3, a 1978 movie you probably never heard of.
Is that Michael Caine?
Who's I don't know. That? It's just...
I don't know who's in that.
The Amityville Horror, number 6. Stranger Things, number 7.
It's not
the
a movie.
The Evil Dead.
I don't think Stranger Things counts.
Not a movie.
Yeah.
And they're safe in the basement.
Yeah, the basement.
That's like their hangout.
Yeah, that is interesting. They put that Stranger Things in, and it's...
That sucks.
That does suck.
Number 9, the Rocky Horror Picture Show.
It was done by Ohio, Brett. What do you expect?
Once you get past 3 or 4, it's pretty much like just grabbing at straws. But yeah, there's no question that Silence of the Lambs is the scariest basement movie history. No question.
Little fun fact, Metallica bassist Robert Trujillo was in the 1982 Halloween episode of Chips.
Really? That's a strange one. Hey, you got Mrs. Lippman down in that bathtub, half dissolved. You got that Nazi bedroom for no reason at all. The night vision, there's nothing.
Yeah.
Mrs. Lippman's basement is incredible. James Gunn just took it.
Even the one before that with Billy Peterson.
Manhunter? Is that what it's called?
Yeah. They're stalking down in the basement.
That's a Hannibal Lecter movie. And there is poop on the moon, by the way, Brady. You weren't wrong. They didn't poop on the moon, but they did jettison their portageon onto the lunar surface. And it was to drop weight, which tells me in this 12-day trip how much dumping these guys did.
Oh, we've left a lot of stuff up there.
Oh, yeah. It's basically a...
Well, there's a whole list of stuff that they left up there.
And poop's one of them.
Yes. There's poop on the moon. more than 70 spacecraft are up there. 5 American flags.
70 spacecraft.
Yeah.
4 boxes.
Well, I know they had those dune buggy thing that they were all cruising around on up there, but I don't know.
Where was that? Where did they pack that?
I don't know. That's like an Erector set, and they just put it together when they got there, or what?
Just piss everybody off and tell you the reason that it was up there is because it was filmed in Tucson.
Speaking of a basement.
12 pairs of boots.
Yeah, speaking of a basement, the scariest one we were as the one that they faked the moon landing on.
Used wet wipes are up there. Well, they had a wipe when they were done, so I mean.
They had wet wipes in the
golf
60s?
Balls?
No, this is just our list for the troops.
KUPD.com.
Only 2 golf balls.
They played a full round.
That guy's hitting a large bucket every day.
Did a full 18?
Full 18 and came back. 70 spacecraft? What a bunch of dicks we are. Just leave it.
Yeah, wouldn't it be the opposite? 70 golf balls and 2 spacecraft?
Yeah. From planet Earth. We left a bunch of stuff that, claims it. So now when somebody goes there and goes, these Earthlings are the ones who are littering, kill them.
That's what I was saying when they said they found water. Well,
12 cameras.
There's a picture. How come gravity's holding that down?
I don't know.
Shouldn't it just be hovering a little?
Oh, not to be repetitive or anything, 96 bags of poop, pee, and puke.
Puke?
That's what it says.
Oh. I guess you did probably vomit a little bit on the way up.
Serious fetish up there in space.
Oh, yeah. Oh. It's like a Jerry Springer episode up there. Okay. Well, thanks. All right, we can't play the song, and I really want to hear that. Are you not done? You've got paper in your hand. One more.
We had a celebrity musician pass away, Jerry really. Jeff Walker.
Who?
Mr. Bojangles.
He wrote Mr. Bojangles. Yeah. Sammy Davis. Could make it famous.
And a bunch of other hits if you knew him.
Don't be racist, Brady. Sammy owns that song.
Doesn't
he? He sang Candyman. And I remember he sang Mr. Bojangles on a special in the 60s. And I'm like,
Jerry Jeff
his.
Was making the real dough.
But that's his forever. When he sang Bojangles on that one, I forget the show, but they did that fade in, fade out of him. And then it's the high school graduation photo where half of Sammy's face is up here and the other half's down here and it fades over. And it's an unreal version of a song I don't even care about, but it was so good. Jerry Jeff Walker wrote that?
Yeah.
No kidding. Wasn't he racist? Like wildly racist?
Well, when he gave Sammy the song, he thought he was just selling it to some Jew guy, so it's all good. And
some Jew wants to buy my tune.
I'll sell it to him.
Hey, man, I'd love to buy your song. Sure enough, Jew, on the way. All right, you two realize that... Hello? He hung up. Mr. Bojangles,
Wait a minute, I sold it to him? I thought he was super racist.
Did he do
racist.
It on the Smothers Brothers?
I don't know.
It was one of those variety shows.
You got me. I just thought Jerry Jeff Walker was racist. I may be wrong.
You're thinking of he's
David Allen Coe, yeah, I know, David, is super racist. That's I thought Jerry Jeff Walker was too, but maybe I'm way off.
Anybody with three names is either racist or a serial killer.
You're either shot at a world leader or, yeah. You got bodies in your scary basement.
He was buddies with Waylon and Willie and all those Texas outlaws.
All right, maybe he wasn't one of them. I don't know his music, so I don't know him well. Well, rest in peace, Jerry Jeff Walker. And Sammy Davis Jr. while we're at it. Never got the opportunity to say that. We're done. Larry's coming up next. You guys have yourselves a fantastic Monday. It's cold outside, and we'll catch you tomorrow here in the Morning Sickness. So long.
Big, red, and badass.
It's the natural way radio should be.
98.
The only thing better than a big truck is saving big. On a big truck. A truck that'll get you anywhere you want to go and help you get stuff done. Well, guess what? At Chapman Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, you can save big on every new Ram truck during the Ram Power Days. Going on now. Visit us at the Scottsdale Auto Show off the 101 and Indian School Road or do it all online at ChapmanDodge.com. Chapman Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Get more.